It's 105.1 Jack FM, Jared and Shireen, County 10 and County 10 podcast here. And we, of course, every week get to speak with the folks at Sage West. But this one's a very special interview. We have Margaret over there, who I can't see behind the screen, but she's joining us frequently every week here on 105.1 Jack FM, Margaret Wilder with Sage West. But we also have another special guest, Brianne, is it Weston?
Yes.
Brianne, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm excellent. Tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
Like I said, my name is Brianne. I live in Lander, Wyoming. I was born and raised there. Well, I was born in Oregon, but raised in Lander. I am married. I have three children, a son in high school, a daughter that's going into high school, and a middle school daughter. I teach middle school. I teach family consumer science, which most people know as home ec, to 6th, 7th, and 8th graders. We have a little livestock operation. We raise goats and pigs. And
sounds like you are involved in so much in the community and everything that involves with Fremont County. But we're in particular talking about a big event that's happening on August 21st, and that's the Pink Ribbon Run. And of course, breast cancer awareness is what it's all about. And Brianne, Margaret was just telling me kind of the crazy way you ended up finding out you had breast cancer. Can you share that?
Yeah. So last October, I unfortunately had COVID, and so we were locked up in our house for couple weeks, and after you can only do so many things around your house, and I was sitting there and I was like, oh, I haven't done a breast exam for a while. I don't know why I thought of doing it, because it's not something that I frequently do. I did a breast exam and I found a lump. After I found the lump, I went to the doctor to see if they thought it was a lump as well. They did. They sent me to Sage West for a 3D mammogram. So I had that. They found that it was suspicious, did ultrasound, biopsy, and sure enough, it was breast cancer.
So this was less than a year ago?
Less than a year ago.
And you talk about not regularly doing something like that, and that's really, you know, Margaret, too, what we talk about with people is that's something that you need to do. And women get so busy, and moms get so busy. What can you tell women, you know, about just making the time for that?
Well, like I said, it wasn't something that I heard it all the time. We hear it, do a breast exam, do one every month, do them, you know, frequently. And I always thought, you know, how am I going to know if it's a lump? It feels lumpy anyway. Like,
that's my question.
How do you know?
Sometimes. Exactly.
So like I said, I don't know why I chose to do it. I say it's a God thing. He told me to, because I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I thought to do it. I had just had my annual exam in July. Everything was fine. I didn't feel sick. I just did it. And the other thing I tell people is the next day, I thought, well, how did I not ever feel that? How did I never feel that lump? Because once you felt it, it was a hard lump. I did my normal routine. I showered. I put lotion on. I got ready, and I didn't feel it at all. So the only way I found it is by doing that
deeper examination.
Just pushing. And then I had my husband feel it. I had my friends feel it. I told not strangers, but all my friends, like, feel it. Like, this is what it felt like on me. I don't know if it's going to feel like that somewhere else.
Don't be afraid to do that.
Yeah.
You know, right?
I let them feel the lump to see what it felt like, so that they could, you know, maybe find something like that.
The important thing is she wasn't 40 yet, so she wasn't of age to get a mammogram.
That was my next question was, yeah. You don't like to ask people how old are you,
I was 38.
But in this case, it's actually, you know, important, because 40 is the age that they recommend you start doing that.
Right. And so I was 38 years old, and by the time, you know, I found the lump and we went and got the biopsy, I mean, it had spread through my whole breast. Not that it had just happened, you know, that month. Who knows how long it had been going, but I couldn't even have a lumpectomy. I had to have a mastectomy, because it was that spread through. Wow. And just by doing that self-breast exam is the way I found it.
Now, is there a history of any breast cancer in your family?
Uh-uh.
See, that's the thing.
Right. I mean, my great-grandma, she did have breast cancer. It was a long time ago. She had a mastectomy, lived till she was like 90. But it wasn't. They did the genetic testing with me, and I didn't have the gene that they test for in that case. And so I didn't have any red flags or anything that I thought that I should be, you know, being hypervigilant about checking or going in frequently.
I'm sure at the time it was very scary for you and your family.
Yes, it was. We found out the day before Thanksgiving. And so that was the holidays, the Thanksgiving and Christmas. It was it was scary and it was a little, you know, rough because you're just in the unknown. And you think when you find, well, like I said, I didn't know a lot about cancer. You hear it. But once you find the breast cancer, it takes a while before things get moving. Not because they were slow, but, you know, you go to Huntsman. I went to Huntsman. You go and you meet with the surgeon and then, okay, we do this test and we do this test. And, oh, let's make a plan where everybody can be on the same page for the surgery. That's not something that they do the next day. And you think like, oh, I have this, just get it out right now. It's a process of, and so that's kind of hard, the waiting part of just each next step.
And, you know, at Thanksgiving, to find things to be thankful for. I mean, there are silver linings, you know,
yes.
The fact that you did find it, you were able to get treated. And Sage West has been a part of this mm-hmm. journey for you, correct?
Yep. That's where I did my mammogram. And then the ultrasound and biopsy is where I found everything was through Sage West.
Well, we're talking about the big event happening on August 21st, Pink Ribbon Run, and Brianne is here to talk about her story, but you'll also be there for the event as well, correct?
Yes.
If you're inspired by this, I know that I'm, you know, I've got goosebumps. I'm Margaret, we were talking about this off the air too, you know, it's just so inspiring to hear your story, Brianne, and to also invite others who may also share, you know, that impact, whether it be themselves or through their family. And that's what August 21st is all about. They're going to have a breast cancer survivor celebration breakfast, and then they're also going to have the Pink Ribbon Run. Margaret, tell the folks a little bit more about that.
Yes. If you're out there listening and you're a breast cancer survivor, or if you're going through it right now, we'd love for you to come to that breast cancer survivor breakfast. Just it's at 6:30 in the morning. I know it's a little bit early, but we wanted to have it before the 5K, before things get wild and crazy. And so at 6:30 a.m. to 7:30, we'll have a breakfast at the Riverton Sage West cafeteria. And just send me an email at margaret.wilder@lpnt.net. But we'd also like you to register for the event at wyomingbreastcancer.org. If you're a breast cancer survivor, the entire event is free, of course, at wyomingbreastcancer.org. Or if you're just an adult, it's $30. If you're for children, it's $15, and you can sign everybody up at that website. And we would just love to have you with us. That's not this Saturday; it's next Saturday, the 21st of August. Just come out, and we really think it's awesome. Is that all the proceeds go to Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative, and all that money stays right here in Wyoming to benefit the women of Wyoming, which of course Fremont County is a big part. And you will, you know, some people here will benefit. We think that's a big deal.
August 21st, 7 a.m. Now, this is going to be happening at the Sage West Healthcare Riverton campus, so we hope to see you there. It's the Pink Ribbon Run. Of course, you can be involved in the run. They also have QR codes you'll find around town. You can just pop that up on your photo on your phone, and then it'll take you right to the link.
And they can walk, too, because some people aren't runners.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a runner. It's walk, run, or jog.
I will be walking. I will not be running.
Yes, I'm a walker.
And I'm emceeing, so I'm not walking, running, or jogging. I am standing, maybe sitting. I'm just kidding, but no, I tell people that too. This is more about, again, it's more about coming together. It's more about,
yes,
if you just heard that story and how inspiring that is, because things happen in life and we have to adapt, but also a reminder that, you know, you need to make the time. Do not delay, even if you're not at the age of 40. Don't delay and make sure you're doing a self examination at home. And so come on out August 21st. Margaret, anything else people need to know? Or are you asking people, of course, to be decked out in pink, I hope, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on, wear your best pink, all your crazy pink. Yeah, come on.
Margaret's
bring it
got
on.
Extra if you need.
Yeah, but this is a really big deal. Like you say, it's coming out as a community, all the different businesses. You know, I know some people think, you know, well, we might be competitors in business. Well, to this day, it doesn't matter. We're family and we just all come together. And if there are any businesses that would like a vendor booth, they can donate $50 to Wyoming Breast Cancer Initiative, you know, as a donation, and have a booth there as well. But most of all, we want to thank Brianne for coming on the radio and sharing her story with Fremont County, because to me, that's a big deal.
Yeah, it's not easy to share, but it's important, Brianne, so really appreciate that.
Yeah, and thank one you. Last thing that's really important to know, she did have her treatments at Huntsman, correct?
Yes.
But right now, you're getting radiation, and tell us about that.
Yes, so like she said, my chemo was through through Huntsman, and then my radiation will be through Rocky Mountain Oncology here locally in Lander is where I'll be getting that. So I'm able to go every day after work. I don't have to move.
All local.
I'm able to stay here.
So I think that's a big deal that we now have that service at Rocky Mountain Oncology that they can get their radiation here.
And I could have done my chemotherapy here too, but I just had started with Huntsman and just finished through that and then decided to do the radiation locally.
Yeah, and it's great with the 3D mammograms
it is.
As well. So again, Sage West is on the front of helping out when it comes to breast cancer awareness and making sure you don't delay and you get that mammogram today. So August 21st, 7 a.m., we will see you. It's going to be the Pink Ribbon Run. Jared and myself will be emceeing. County 10 and Jack FM will be on hand. And of course, Sage West.